Now, welcome into the call of the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach McDonald.
Hey, Rob. How we doing?
Doing just fine. A Friday night game for you guys, thanks to the weather, but you guys able to pull out a 13-10 win down at Elon. Talk about the victory and what impressed you with your guys.
Hard-fought game. Really thought this was going to be a tough one, you know, for a lot of different reasons. In particular, I thought just what happened. I thought Elon bounced back after a tough game with Villanova and played extremely hard, did a great job against us. He had it on the Friday night game and getting a, you know, one day quicker than what we're doing. But all in all, I thought it was a hell of a CAA football game. Great decision by the administrations and by the league to change the game. You know, you sit there and watch Saturday's games, which you got an opportunity to do, and look at the NC State game, and it was unbelievable torrential downpour down there in Raleigh. So I think it gave both teams an opportunity to play a game in a cleaner setting, and we were very fortunate to get out of there with a 13-10 win.
How difficult is a coach? Obviously, both teams got to go through it, but with the travel and everything, having to move up your schedule a day early, and how do you feel like your guys adjusted to that?
I thought we adjusted pretty well. Bobby Callahan, our director of football operations, did an unbelievable job getting everything orchestrated. You know, we practiced here Thursday and got done with practice, and half our practice was like a regular Thursday practice, and half our practice like a Friday walkthrough. And you know, we were able to get on a plane, fly it down there. Got down there, you know, around 10:30 at night. The hotel, everything was smooth. Got up and had the same kind of game day we would have for a 7 o'clock game. We were able to catch up, I think, with rest and everything. It just went, you know. And I think you watch how both teams executed. I thought both of us were executing the way we've been executing the whole year. So I don't think there was a big difference in how we played. I just think it was just a great opportunity because the weather was well, it was great down there. There was a light rain and the field was in great condition. We were very, very fortunate.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for Coach McDonald, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Angela.
Your next question comes from Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach. You guys obviously are off to a 3-0 start in CAA play, beating Rhode Island, beating William & Mary, beating Elon. What would you kind of say has been the key to your good start in conference play?
Well, we've been able to do hold on against the run. We've done a pretty decent job against the run in most of the part. We've made some plays when we've needed to make them in the fourth quarters of games. You know, we made two huge field goals in the fourth quarter here on two decent drives by our offense. We had a big drive against William & Mary to keep them off the field in the fourth quarter. And then against Rhode Island, we scored twice in the fourth quarter to help seal the game. You know, it's just we're playing just good enough to get by and good enough to win, and we're finding ways to win, which has, I think, been the reason for our 3-0 start.
You mentioned that you guys have been good in terms of run defense. What stands out about this week's challenge against James Madison? Obviously, they have two very capable running backs.
I don't think it's just them. You know, I mean, they're 1-1A, man. I love their quarterback, sure. He does a great job. Their offensive line's got three redshirt seniors. They got, you know, three or four receivers, the tight end Klosterman. You know, you just sit there and watch the tape, and there's a lot of really good football players blocking, running, catching, throwing. And then you look at how efficient they are. They don't turn the ball over. You know, they keep the ball in their hands. There are very few negative plays. You know, they got guys that break tackles, whether it's Abdul Johnson running the ball or Ravenel Taylor and Davis making people miss in the secondary. You know, you got guys that can play the game of football. And then defensively, they've gotten a lot better. They swarm to the ball. You know, you can watch Robinson, their corner, and Green, their corner, they can play. And I really like Simeon Robinson, their defensive tackle. You know, he's a good football player. You know, they don't have a whole lot of misses on that team right now. They're very, very well put together, the team. They're very fast, very athletic, and they're really, really efficient in everything they do.
In terms of, I guess, just kind of keeping the ball away from that offense, I know William & Mary tried it this past Saturday. Delaware tried it a little bit last week. You kind of game plan for your offense. Is that part of it, too, trying to keep the ball away and control the clock?
You know, I think that's a huge part of it, you know, but the thing you got to do, you got to score. You know, I mean, you can keep it away from them, but, you know, you look at what they've done in their games, you know, and they're scoring a ton of points, 80, 56, 28, 31, 43, 31. So, you know, you better match their efficiency, I think, you know, and work hard to make your drives be countable drives that give you an opportunity to score points, because if you don't, they're going to take advantage of it on the other side of the ball.
Got it. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Sean, you talked about touched a little bit on your defense, and we've talked often on these calls. It's a pretty young unit. For the last 2 weeks, you've held opponents under 250 yards in William Mary and Elon, and Elon to 65 on the ground. Can you talk to us a little bit about how that unit has improved week to week?
Well, you know, they're slowly getting better. We're tackling better than we have in the past couple of years. We got kids that can run to the football. You know, again, I think two things have happened. Opportunity with the weather. You know, it hasn't been unbelievable weather for these guys against us, you know, to help it. And then, you know, the second thing is that our guys have been very conscious about gaps secured and been tackling, you know, and that's huge in playing defense, especially run defense.
Two young guys, especially in the secondary, came up big. Pop Lacey with another big game, 13 tackles. And then Brent Smith with the play at the end of the game, knocking a potential game-winning touchdown out of harm's way.
Yep.
Talk about how those guys have progressed and what they can do for you on the back end of your defense.
You know, both of them are very good athletes. You know, the one thing about Pop is that he's a prep school kid, so he's got an extra year of maturity, and he's picked up the system, and he's tackled very well, and he's done a hell of a job for us at the free safety position. We expect a lot out of that position, and he's doing a great job with it. Prince is a true freshman. You know, he's very, very athletic, made an unbelievable play in the game on Friday night. You know, he knew exactly how we wanted to play it. He got beat, and he caught up to the guy, did a great job of shooting his hand and then fighting through it to the end. Both of these guys are athletic. You know, they're going to have growing pains, and we're going to have growing pains with them, but they're slowly getting better, and the only way you get better is keep playing against good competition week in and week out, and that's what they're doing.
Got another media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Angela.
Your next question comes from Dave Thomas with ESPN Harrisonburg.
Coach, hope you're doing well.
Doing okay, Dave. How are you?
Doing fine, thank you. Let's talk about the success you've had over the last several years. You talked about finding ways to win games. With the success you've had of making the playoffs year after year, do you think that has passed down from team to team of finding ways to win, that your leadership from the upperclassmen is trickling down to your younger guys?
Yeah, you know, that's happened over a course of time here. You know, I think our kids look at each other and take particular pride in having that streak and whatever it is, but also they take great pride in pass it along. You know, we talk about a lot in practice. We talk a lot about in the classrooms and off campus, off field as well. You know, the seniors want to pass down a legacy, but you know, the underclassmen that are taking it don't want to be the ones to drop the ball. And we're fighting that, and we keep doing that every year. But it's a situation where you take great pride as a program in doing that.
You got two standouts on each side of the ball, Dalton Carlson, and then of course DeAndre on the defensive side. Talk about what makes them such quality players for your team and leaders for your team.
Well, both of them, first of all, are very good athletes. Dalton was a terrific lacrosse player. We had a scholarship to Michigan for that, and then Casey DeAndre was a terrific three sport. He was a hell of a baseball player, Mass Player of the Year. They're just good New Hampshire type of kids. You know, they play the game hard. They take great pride in understanding what we're doing on our schemes, and they play hard. And they're very, very, very good at what they do because they're good athletes. So I think, you know, for us to find kids like that in our program, you know, is we're very fortunate to have kids like DeAndre and kids like Crossan that are able to be very good players because of their athleticism.
Coach, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right.
Sean, before I let you go, just a comment on your kicker, Morgan Elman, coming through with a couple of fourth-quarter field goals and what you said were wet conditions, and after having some struggles early in the game, how big for him to knock a couple through for you?
No, it was huge. And, you know, it's a trust factor in the kid, not just for me but the whole team. They knew, you know, when we lined up for those two kicks that we had shots of making them. And you know, I love the fact that he came back and did it in the fourth quarter in a game that meant something. You know, he hit it. We came back with the last one after the drive, and, you know, just everybody was comfortable with him running on the field. So hat goes off to Morgan for staying the course and doing his job. But, you know, everybody else had belief in him. We all did.
All right, Sean, thanks for your time as always this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, take care, Rob.
Thank you.